Hey gang, welcome to Sprinkles with a Z at the end. Your podcast finding you your next favorite television show, movie, and or podcast. Today is a special episode of Sprinkles. It's a favorites episode, meaning that I pick one of my favorites and then create a theme, and so everything kind of fits within that theme. Today's theme, Broadchurch. It's Broadchurch. So we're going to start off talking about Broadchurch, which is one of my favorites. It's a British murder mystery detective show. And then the theme will continue on with the second show called Crashing, which is a British sitcom which has one of the stars from Broadchurch in it, hence the correlation. And lastly, a tasty treat sensation which will have nothing to do with Broadchurch, but somehow I will make it fit in there somehow. And you'll forgive me anyway, because it's delicious. On with the show. I am so excited to tell you about this show, Broadchurch. If you haven't heard of it before, you're in for a wonderful, amazing ride. This is a murder mystery detective show, and it is set in a small British town on the seafront. Is that a word? I know beachfront is a word and seashore, but it's a new word now. So it's on the seafront. And it starts off with the murder of a child, and then you kind of see the town deal with the grief and loss and the suspicion that one of their own is responsible for this death. And it is so well written, and it's shot amazingly. It is a gorgeous, physically, just a gorgeous environments. Like cinematography-wise, it's gorgeous. Actors and actresses are unbelievable. So to start off with, you have the incredible David Tennant. And you will, if you don't immediately recognize the name, he has been in several amazing movies and TV shows. He was in Doctor Who, the series Doctor Who. He played Doctor Who, one of the various Doctor Whos. He was also in Netflix original Jessica Jones, which is an amazing show, but I cannot ever recommend it without saying it is so psychologically violent and disturbing that I hesitate to recommend it. But the performances in it and the way it's filmed and directed is stunning. It's just so disturbing. But he did an amazing job. He was also in one of the Harry Potter films and in many, many things. But so he plays this neurotic detective sent in to this small town to help the local police solve this mystery. Which brings us to our second amazing actress or actress. She is unbelievable, Olivia Colman. And so she plays the local police detective. She also she's the best friend of the murdered child's mother, so she is closely associated with the actual crime, or at least the people involved, the victim and the victim's family. She is unbelievable. In fact, as the show continues and as her character gets more and more involved, you will just see how unbelievably talented this actress is. And in fact, I just heard on the radio that she is going to be the next and the first female Doctor Who. So you'll definitely, if you're a Doctor Who fan, you'll definitely want to watch this show just to get accustomed to her. She's unbelievable. She is one of the reasons why I adore this show. And then there are a cadre of other famous British actors. One of the characters, well, a couple of the characters I think you'll recognize from Harry Potter. But I have to jump in and interrupt myself and make sure that I tell you about Charlotte Rampling. She is an amazing, amazing British actress who was educated in France. So she has this elegant, unbelievably decadent voice and way of speech, manner of speech that is so fancy. It's just fancy. She's got a fancy way of speaking. And her Her performances in anything are just amazing. If you've ever seen her before in the movie Swimming Pool, or just actually hundreds of different movies, but her performance in this is show-stopping. It's one of the reasons why I recommend this show to people. She's in the second season of this show, and she is her performances are staggering. Oh, she just, I mean, it takes acting to realistic heights that very few actors and actresses hit, and just stunning. So, she plays this aging lawyer who basically has retired, but they've kind of pulled her out of retirement. And the way that she and she her body is failing her, but her mind isn't, so she's kind of in this passage transition time in her life, and her performance is amazing, amazing. And I also have to say that this is one of those shows that I love that they do this. It's like one of those suspense thriller shows that, so you go the whole episode and there's a lot going on, but the very last minute, they kind of like turn the table, flip the script, and you're like, and they leave you with this new revelation slash cliffhangery kind of thing. And you're like, oh my gosh, no. And it's like, yes. And then, of course, you have to watch the next episode. And then it's like, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're like, thanks, Broadchurch. Like the next morning when you're like dragging to work and you're like, mar-mar-mar. Anyway, this is one of those shows that sucks you in and you're on a roller coaster and you're like, what's going on? And you don't really know until the end. It is so amazing. This is one of those shows that I recommend all the time. And usually it takes people, a while to get around to it because they're already, engrossed in their own shows. And then finally, when they watch it, the next time they see me, they're like, oh my God, that show is so great. I love it. You're a genius. And I'm like, of course. I'm a genius, and of course, yes, it's amazing. I've been trying to get you to watch the show for years. It's this is really this podcast is really like a public service announcement. Like, I am here to help you, the general public, find these amazing shows. So put this on your queue, watch it tonight, and thank me later. So our second show, which is loosely connected to Broadchurch, although I mean it's somewhat connected to Broadchurch, there is an actor. Jonathan Bailey, who is in both, he plays kind of a minor role in Broadchurch, and then he plays one of the main characters in Crashing, which is a 2016 British show that's on Netflix. It is really, I really can't say enough about the show because it's too one of my favorites. It's a new favorite, but it's a favorite sitcom, and it is a riot. It is so funny. It's so witty. It is, can't say enough about it. It's one of those shows that I started watching it expecting nothing and then found myself laughing out loud a lot. There are only 6 episodes, so it's really short, although it packs a punch. It packs a wallop, so to speak. Which, anyway, it's one of those shows that it's unexpected and it's amazing. So it's kind of, I hate to even make this analogy because it's going to turn some people off, and I don't mean to do that, and so I probably shouldn't even say it, but it's kind of like a modern day Friends, kind of. And I know some of you out there are cringing, like, ugh, I don't want to watch that. But it's more edgy, it's more adult themed than Friends. It's faster paced, it's more irreverent than Friends. But the reason it's like Friends is that it's this cast of characters, these 20-year-old, 30-year-olds, who are living in this old hospital building, which apparently Britain like rents out to people so they can kind of just, I guess, keep an eye on it or something. But anyway, so they live in this kind of abandoned hospital that's falling apart. And there's a couple, who Kate and Anthony, they're a couple, and then the rest of them are just singles. There's Sam, who's kind of this womanizing character, party kind of character. There's Melody, who's this French artist who's really bizarre. And endearing. And then there's Fred, who's kind of this interesting character. And I really don't want to tell you really anything about it other than just it starts off with the couple throwing a party for Sam, the kind of the bachelor womanizing kind of character. And so they throw a birthday party for him. And then in the midst of that, Anthony's childhood friend, whose name's Lulu, who apparently they've had this are they, aren't they kind of, Rachel Ross kind of thing going on. And so, of course, she ends up like temporarily moving into the hospital. So, of course, hijinks and drama ensue. But the thing about the show, it's so funny. You'll laugh out loud. You can't help yourself. But there is something so endearing about it. And you don't expect it to be endearing at all, just because when you first watch it, you're like, this is not my kind of show. This, you think you know where, like, the way it's going to go, but it goes completely in creative ways into plot lines you wouldn't have expected, and you really fall in love with these characters. I really don't want to say anything more because I would ruin it, because as it unfolds, it becomes more and more beautiful, so to speak, which is unusual for a sitcom, but it is terrific. So please put Crashing on your queue. It's on Netflix. It is a British show. Apparently, there's also like an HBO show called that. That's an American show. But this is the British version called Crashing. And since Broadchurch is so heavy, Crashing is the perfect accompaniment with it. So you could watch one episode of Broadchurch and then another episode of Crashing. You'll thank me for this one. Trust me. And now, your favorite segment of the show.
Tasty treat sensations.
So I'm kind of struggling to figure out how to connect this tasty treat sensation to Broadchurch, but I think I figured it out. So the best thing, the best idea I could come up with is the fact that White Castle restaurants have a location on Broadway. Get it? Broadway, Broadchurch. Yes, it's ingenious, actually. I was hoping to go with Church's Chicken, but we don't have any Church's Chicken. So this is close enough. Anyway, forgive me for the you purists of similes or homonyms or whatever political grammatical thing that I am not aware of, because I really had a hard time with grammar in school. Diagramming sentences is one of the worst things secondary to algebra and long division. I'm just putting that out there. Sorry for you youths of America who have to still deal with that. Anyway, I digress, and I'm going to digress right into White Castle. The fact that they have this, and this is not a limited time only, this is something they have every single day, unless for some reason they run out because they're so delicious, is the following. Beep. White Castle dessert on a stick. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's a dessert item on a stick. And they are refrigerated, so they are nice and cool, which is perfect for summertime. Hello. Anyway, they have a couple different varieties. My absolute fave is a brownie on a stick, but not only is it a brownie on a stick, but it's a fudge-covered brownie. So I just said fudge, and I just said covered brownie. And yes, it's all true. It's all there together on a stick. And so actually, they're pretty petite size-wise. So, if you get a couple of cheeseburgers, a chicken ring sandwich, you can totally throw in a small dessert on a stick, and it ain't nothing but a thing. If you know what I mean, it's delicious. So please consider it. They also have, at least at the location that I go to, they have one that looks like kind of like butter kuka. Which is a delicious like pastry item with lots of gooey gooey butter. So you might want to check that out as well. White Castle dessert on a stick is the tasty treat sensation for this episode. Do it. So gang, that's our show for today. Merci beaucoup. Thank you, mon amis. Have a fabulous afternoon, morning, or evening. Please go do yourself a favor and watch Broadchurch. And if it gets too sad and depressing, which it can be a little sad and depressing, watch Crashing afterwards while eating a dessert on a stick. Thank you, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for watching Sprinkles with a Z at the end.
Over there, cheese.